Welcome to the podcast, Planning with Purpose, The Prepared Caregiver. Here's the topic, enhancing caregiving with care management services. So why is this topic important? Just as we're planning for tax season, we either contact our accountant or tax preparer, or we're planning for a trip, or a lot of other activities. If we go to a sporting event, if we're going to a cultural activity, if we plan to go out to for a meal, if we're planning for the holidays, there's always planning, and having a plan in advance is always a lot better than sometimes spur of the moment. And so this is why having a caregiving plan or for management services is of help to those who will need caregiving and those who will be responsible for caregiving. Now, I know that that's not a planning topic that is as much fun as, you know, planning for the holidays or planning a trip or planning to go to a sporting event. However, if you just wait till a care event happens, a lot of people make a lot of mistakes and there's a lot of anxiety and frustration. So most people, including me, have never taken courses in school to learn how to be a caregiver. It may seem that learning how to be a caregiver is instinctive. When we think of caregiving, we return to our childhood with parents taking care of us as children or helping our spouse or partner when they are ill or injured because of an accident. Do you or I know how to have a caregiving plan if something serious happens to us? A stroke, a heart attack, cognitive illness, neurological frailty, or a lot of other issues happen to all of us. In this podcast, I will provide examples of how to plan in advance in the likely event caregiving for yourself or your spouse or partner or family member extends not for days, but for months or years. My recommendation, and I will do this for myself, is to consult with an experienced person, people who have knowledge and will be an advocate for me with caregiving to help me and my family with how to plan for caregiving. And, you know, you can do it, a lot of people, you can do it yourself. However, if you hire a people that have the experience, it's less stressful and will allow for you and your family to make better decisions with your care and to learn what care support is needed and who will provide that care support. In addition, experienced caregivers will help make decisions that help that will help you make decisions that you may miss and mistakes to avoid, such as, do you need your house modified, daily routine for health and medications, dealing with family, who is responsible for caregiving, how to speak with loved ones that will need caregiving. Here are three things you need to know about this topic. First, imagine having a care support guide by your side, helping you coordinate care, advocates who will be supportive with your care needs, an experienced person who will connect you with resources which will be of value to your care. And that's one of the things that I hear all the time. Clients or people that will call me because they see me on the internet will say, how do I do this? How can I find this? I'm having this issue. And you can't think of everything, but if you hire a person or consult with a person that has that experience, they will be able to give you information that for most of us, we don't know unless you read a book or you've done research on it. Most of us really don't know or have the experience. Or even if we do know, you still need to know, you know, who to contact, who are the good people that can help you with care issues. And that's the role of a care manager. Who are care managers with caregiving experience? Meaning, what kinds of people should you look for care management consulting? And they're gerontologists, social workers, skilled nurses, licensed caregivers, and care support consultants if you own a long-term care plan. And what I mean by that is if you own a long-term care plan, you have access, the insurance company has vendors where you can contact the care support people, and they will either come in person or in a Zoom meeting or on the phone. You can ask them questions, or they'll ask you questions in order to decide, you know, can a person stay at home? If they can, what kind of home modification, what kind of care options do they need in order to stay at home? Or would they recommend transitioning to transferring to a care center? Second, people believe that if you need caregiving, you're required to remain at home or must transfer to a care facility. And what I mean by that is if you need care, that doesn't mean your life is over. You can still have a good life. It just means that you need people to help you with your activities of daily living. And the reason we believe this is because unless we have experienced caregiving, we may have viewed a caregiving situation in the movies or on television, and maybe it's real, maybe it isn't. And in my experience with my mother and father, who needed caregiving for extended periods of time, my father needed caregiving three times in his life. For the final time, when he had a heart condition that took him 2.5 years to die, he needed constant care. My mother, who died last year at 103, needed caregiving for 18 years and incrementally started to need, more and more care, eventually 24-hour care. However, their lives weren't over. They traveled, they visited people, they attended events. They just had people that, would drive them, would help them to get dressed and to do all the things that were necessary, and then be with them wherever they happen to be outside of their home. You just need to, you can really have a pleasant life with home and outside activities. You can have parties. My mother used to have people over, for various events, and so long as she had people to support her with parties or events, she could entertain people at her home. Third, where to find experienced care managers. If you don't have a plan, you can hire a care support manager, whether you have a long-term care plan, or if you don't, you want to contact a professional. They will help you figure out the details you may miss without them. Do you need your house modified? Daily routine for health and medications? Dealing with families? Who is responsible for caregiving? How to speak with loved ones? You can also talk to, a long-term care company. You can talk to a extended care benefits advisor. You can talk to a financial planner and they may know good ones, but that's not usually their realm of expertise. And I also have a proprietary website designed to find long-term care services. It's www.careoptions, that's careoptions.net. And here's a story which explains how this works. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Donner, a couple facing challenging decisions about their long-term care. They live far from their son, Brian, and their needs are becoming more complex as they age. Mrs. Donner has a heart condition, and Mr. Donner is experiencing memory loss. Anxiety creeps in as Mrs. Donner fears her husband's condition worsens. A stroke leaves Mrs. Donner needing rehabilitation. Mr. Donner, overwhelmed by managing his own needs and his wife's care, struggles to cope. So here's where the care manager can make a significant contribution. The care manager assesses both parents' situation and needs. Brian learns his parents qualify for various services and support systems, including Medicare, long-term care insurance, and community programs. The care manager creates a personalized plan for each parent. Mrs. Donner receives rehab, while Mr. Donner gets a diagnosis and an in-home care aide to manage his daily needs and safety. So beyond medical care, care management goes beyond just medical care. The plan incorporates social activities for Mr. Donner, ensuring his well-being, and extends beyond physical needs. Brian receives guidance on maximizing his parents' long-term care benefits. Now let's move forward 18 months. Mrs. Donner dies. The care manager supports Brian as he helps his father adjust to grief and eventually transition to an Alzheimer's care center. Brian, inspired by his experience, starts planning for his own future needs, ensuring his children won't face the same challenges. The Donner story is an example of how care managers can alleviate stress, navigate complex systems, and ensure loved ones receive the care they deserve. If you're facing caregiving challenges or want to develop a caregiving plan in the event you need caregiving, consider hiring the services of a care manager. They will be your partner in navigating the health care journey. Here's a summary. Having a care management person will enhance the caregiving experience for those who need caregiving and those who will be responsible for caregiving. They will be your advocate with helping you where to find care services or, if needed, assisted living facilities, if living at home, how to prepare the home for home modifications to allow you to remain at home. Here's where you can contact me, Raymond Levine, 253-275-6091, or go to my website, www.levineltcins.com. Please subscribe to The Prepared Caregiver. Experience a beautiful day in your neighborhood.